direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes. Welcome back to The Superiority Complex, everyone, your new favorite podcast. We have a little bit of a change up today as far as the cast is concerned. There's no John Sandy. There's no Patrick. There's no Jake. So that means there's no crosstalk, which I am all in favor of. We just finished wrapping it. We just wrapped up another episode of The Boarding Party, which you will actually hear after this, even though we recorded it before. So you two, who are not named, not yet named, you have to hold on and then you'll be introduced. So Moran is actually not going to be, you won't hear from him until next week, even though he was a big part of the first episode. So you don't know who we're talking to. I'm talking to two guests in the studio today. We have two. We have my cousin, Rod. We call him Digo last episode because that's kind of his thing. It's Rodrigo is the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. What a great name.
Why don't you just go by Rodrigo?
I don't know, man.
I mean, in these troubled times, I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, you don't want to go by that kind of name. If your name ends in a vowel, you want to either drop that vowel. You want to change it right now, at least until 2020.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can get away with telling people I'm Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. You could probably get away with saying, you know, you're from, you know, maybe you're Italian or you're.
I've gotten Italian a couple times. People are always Persian.
You get Egyptian a lot.
Persian, Egyptian. Middle Eastern.
No. Again, no. See, that's tough.
Now we're getting into murky waters.
Yeah. You're in the same boat as I am. Yeah. Let's stay. I mean, let's put it this way. We'll be riding on the same bus together to one of the camps in Mexico. It's going to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
But we're going to hold out as long as we can.
And we'll be singing the whole time.
Yeah, we'll be singing the whole time. Yeah. So my cousin Rodrigo is here. He's actually we figured this out. What did you say? Second cousin.
Second cousin once removed.
So his mother is my cousin. His mother, Rose. So there's Rosemary. Rosemary married Rod, and they had Rodrigo. And they also had, in keeping with the theme, Ariana, which is spelled just R-I-A-N-A. I'm kidding. Is your sister bitter that she's the only one whose name – it starts with the R sound, but it starts with an A.
Yeah, see, I never even thought about it that way. But she might be, but I don't think she pays.
Let's not tell her
about
it.
She should be. Let's just let her know.
It's obvious. Your parents are obviously letting her know something.
Yeah, she has a weird middle name too.
What's her middle name?
It's Christelle. I've never heard that name anywhere else. And I know that they named her after somebody else.
Is it like the liquor? Cristal?
No, not Cristal. It's C-R-I-S-T-E-L-L-E.
I'm going to have to talk. Wow, that is a weird. I'm going to have to talk to your mom. What's your middle name?
I had to think about that. It's Lewis. L-O-U-I-S.
That's my dad's name. So here's the thing. So now Rod is very young. How old are you, Rod?
I'm 22.
He
is. Just turned 22.
He is 23 years my junior. But because of the way it worked out in my family, we're actually there's 27 cousins and we're all, it's basically two generations. And your mom is kind of one of the ones that bridges the two generations. So your mom's a few years older than me, looks younger. Annoying. Yeah. Her sister Margaret looks young as well.
Even younger.
Who's a grandmother now.
She's a grandma.
And she looks younger than me, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
It's all the gray. But Rose is great. We share Rose and I, we bond because we are both of our mothers had three children. My mother had all boys. Rosemary's mom, my Aunt Virginia, whom I mentioned on the show because it's not your birthday until you get a call from your Aunt Virginia. That's how you know. She calls everybody on their birthday. She had three girls. I'm the youngest. Rosemary's the youngest. And we both commiserate because our siblings are more popular than we are. So we always get that. We always have – we sit around and we just complain about everything.
You guys are the youngest? Snicker with each
other. We're the youngest, but everybody loves – my oldest brother, everybody loves him. If I go anywhere, doesn't matter. Where's Lou? Oh, I'm fine. How are you? It's great.
But what about the middle child? They're the ones that usually
– No, the middle child with them is the most popular. Margaret, I think, is...
Margaret is very popular.
Oh, everybody loves Margaret.
I mean, it's hard to, like, not love her, though. She's a great human.
Yeah, she's a wonderful human being. She's a wonderful lady. Better than your mom. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I'm totally kidding. Here's what I love. Rosemary, we both have a love of history. We're both the youngest. and she laughs at all my jokes. And she has a great laugh. She's like the female version of a John Sandy laugh. John Sandy's my regular co-host.
Okay.
He has
she
this
needs
awesome,
to come on here.
Oh, she has a great. Can you do your mom's laugh?
I can't even do it. It's so bombastic. It's like I was thinking about this.
Because you really know you've made her laugh.
Yeah, like how I'm going to like remember my mom, one of the key things is just
she's got a ways to go, don't you?
Oh, no, but I'm going to say.
Yeah, the way you said.
Oh, I know she does. I know she does. But I'm just saying like her laugh is just the most memorable thing about her. Like she just
– it's kind of like it's just like I can't even do it.
Yeah, it's just hard. It's
and
hard
then
to
it goes into like it starts out high and then kind of backs
off.
And
know because like you could hear it from any part of the house, of any house you're in. Or
but that's
in building,
how you know you struck gold. It feels good when you get a laugh out of her because she's not easy to laugh. But when she enjoys something that's funny, it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
So shout out to my cousin Rose who may or may not hear this, and then Rose's husband Rod, great guy. Great. Now, here's what's weird. I'm old enough to remember when your mom was like dating. So before, I remember when Rod like first came to
the
family. Like, it's so weird to let you know somebody. I mean, I was younger, and I mean, your mom I think is, I want to say 5 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like junior high, and she's running around driving her cool Plymouth Arrow, taking us for rides. So I remember when she was in high school, and she was, you know, so it's cool.
Drill team.
And so now here it is, and, you know, Rod's a great guy. He's part of the Outlaws. That's what we call him in the family.
Uh-huh.
All the people that married into the family. There's Rod. There's you've heard Jesse on this show. Jesse Nunez. He's been on our Dodger show. He now works for the Dodgers.
Jesse's the man.
You've heard. Shout out to Greg. Even though there's no pictures of him up at the house, we talked about that.
Yeah, Greg.
Shout out to Greg.
True outlaw.
But yeah, they're all great guys.
Wait.
I'll tell you later. It's a long story.
Okay.
We want to get to our next guest, whose name I've forgotten. He's sitting there patiently, quietly, waiting to be introduced. It's Nick, everybody.
Nick.
Wait, you forgot his name.
It's okay.
So Nick and Rod are friends.
Uh-huh.
And now that Moran's not here, I think we can say best friends.
Oh, yeah. The group is, as a collective, we're all, like, very tight.
How did you all meet? You met in school.
So I actually know Nick since elementary school.
Elementary school.
Yeah.
What school was this?
Orchardale Elementary.
Orchardale.
Yeah.
How was that?
This is some of the best years of my life.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I peaked.
Who was
peak for sure?
Who became friends with who? How did it happen? What grade are we talking about?
I really don't even I don't remember interacting in elementary school really.
Like I knew who you were.
Yeah, we definitely knew of each other,
but we didn't
run in the same circles.
Yeah, we didn't have the same circles elementary year, but like we knew each other.
Yeah,
and then sixth grade came along. I think that's when we started interacting.
Yeah, yeah.
And then eighth grade is like when we really like became actual friends.
Yeah.
And that's going awesome. Into high school, that was really...
And then, but in high school, freshman year, we didn't really hang out much. Then he had a completely different set of friends.
Yeah.
And then I think what truly set us off onto this glorious...
Sophomore year, the sleepover.
Was a... Yeah, we had a sleepover with our friends.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, my God.
Here it comes.
That was the night.
Secrets are revealed. You played Catan?
Oh, no, we were... No, it was just one night because I had two other friends named Brandon and Peter and... I was at their house and was like, we should invite Nick over. I don't even know why.
It was random.
It was super random. But Nick came just because he's such a...
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. His mom is listening.
When I walked in, I was like,
oh my God. It happened. Oh, no.
It happens at that age.
Yeah,
first
time ever. I was like, oh my God.
It just happens. Just walking around. Yeah. Like,
three guys right there.
Oh, shit.
They understand. It's fine. Happens to them all the time.
So... Yeah, so the
three guys sitting here. Who makes that joke?
Yeah.
Who makes that joke? The girl. You're filth.
That's so disgusting.
Oh, Justine's here, by the way. In case you're wondering who that voice is, Justine is representing the regular member of the crew. So she's the only regular member this week. But I'm sorry, we interrupted your story, Nick. That was gold, though.
That's not even much of a story.
Yeah, it's not much of a story. I went over this night, and like, I feel like there's a bunch of random things happen. Like, this guy, Peter, threw a shoe at my eye and like cut my eye a little bit.
What?
Yeah, it was actually kind of mean.
It was kind of mean, but you know, it was whatever. And then they went longboarding.
Yeah, we had longboards at the time.
It was probably 2 or 3 a.m., and I don't ride a skateboard, so I took the scooter. And I took one step on the scooter and the handlebar collapses and I just fall immediately.
Just ate it.
Right onto my hip.
Why are you guys still friends?
And, it was a rough night. But after that, I was like, you know what? This wasn't the worst night I've ever had. So
Nick, I want to get to know you. Well, you know why? Because you roll with it, Nick. That's why I like you so much.
I just take the punches as they come.
Well, he tried to roll with it, and then he fell.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Scooter couldn't hang with me. That was the only issue.
But you know what? It says something to the fact that you have your friends. I mean, aside from the fact that Peter threw a shoe at you. I mean, they didn't mock you enough that you didn't want to hang around with them anymore.
Yeah,
because, trust me, if one of our friends fell on a scooter, that comes up every time. That's a wedding story. Yeah. That's awesome. So put that one in the bank.
Night. It was a good night.
It was a good night, yeah. And then we truly got close, I would say, junior year. We played – we had zero period together. We had math.
Oh, yeah.
It was Algebra 2.
7 a.m. Algebra 2. 7 a.m.
every day.
I had zero period.
And we sat next to each other a lot of the year, and we played Pokemon. Because we were both into Pokemon. It's been a couple years since I played it at that point, but we both had Pokemon Silver Version, which is the second generation. And he brought it up, and I was like, damn, I used to have Pokemon. Like, let's play. Like, let's get down, man.
Yeah. Rod hasn't played in 2 years because I retired him.
He retired me.
To say that.
He actually retired me junior year, which is now 5 years ago. I haven't played.
Are you okay?
It was
a beatdown.
I was shell-shocked.
It was a beatdown. It was
a PTSD thinking about it.
Wow, you had to go into retirement. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, because I thought it was hot shit, you know? I walked into the game. He had the cord and everything. And I was like, I'm gonna own this guy. Like, this is over. Why is he even bothering?
He wished.
And the first two Pokemon that he used from the same game, I didn't even know they existed. I had no idea they were even Pokemon. And he just ruined me. Just wrecked me with the first two.
It was a good day.
You made up for that night.
Oh, yeah.
He'd never seen a Tyranitar before, and he was running through.
Now, let me tell you something. I know a little about this because my daughter is a huge fan of Pokemon. She does not play the game. She just likes the cards and the art and the characters. Mm-hmm. Although she does play – she doesn't play the card game. She plays the video games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and she is old school. She's gone to like – she goes to – I have to take her to GameStop, and she buys all the old – so they just re-released Red and Blue, right?
Yeah.
So she is a – she loves – She's a nerd like me in that she loves history, but she likes the history of like video games. So she just got into Zelda. Now she's trying to collect every Zelda game on the Nintendo eShop. So anytime she earns money, she goes and buys like, you know, I already had a few of them, but she's like, she does that with Pokemon too. She wants to
awesome.
She's like completist. She wants to know about every iteration of that game, which that comes from me. It's weird to see that in my kid because I know how nuts it's going to drive her when there's one game she can't find.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Luckily, I've gotten the chance to play every Pokemon game since I was 4 to now. So I've run through every generation.
Every single game.
Every game. Just got to stick to it, you know?
I love it.
I didn't know this, but you could trade Pokemon from Generation 3 all the way to the current version.
Yeah, there's different ways to do it, and it kind of gets complicated in the middle of it, but you could get done. You could get it done if you really wanted to.
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
The same Pokemon from Generation 3. That's insane.
Let's trade them.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about – you love Pokemon Go.
Pokemon came out when my sister was little. She was born in 91.
Okay, yeah.
Or not when it came out.
Justine is older than she looks. Mm-hmm. We're not going to guess.
We're not going to guess.
I'm saying you look youthful.
Yeah, I was born in 86.
When you told me how old you were the first time, I was like, no way.
I thought I was sitting at a cool 23.
Yeah.
23, 24.
They were already –
See? Yeah, you don't look it.
They were already like, her boyfriend's gone. This is
I had to offset that by dating a younger boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, he's well. He is.
He's 5 years younger than me.
Physically and then mentally, you drop another 5 years.
He's still like an old man, though.
What makes you say that?
He's like, I'm tired. My eyes. I'm stressed. I don't know. He'll hurt his back, his knees. I'm like, what?
You can trade him in.
I thought I dated a younger guy.
Yeah.
For a new one.
Yeah. Look at this, Nick. Moranis, Nick.
Yeah, hot shots over here.
I'm just assuming. I'm sure you guys have girlfriends. I apologize to them if they're out there.
No, but my little sister was into it, so it wasn't something I really watched. I just thought it was like a kid thing when it came out.
No, there's a whole
like Ash there's and whole, Brock.
A lot of adults. A lot of adults like it.
When Pokemon Go hit, that it was all adults playing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was everywhere. My daughter was done and like, she's like, man, this is okay. But I still see people walking around.
You remember that night at Shuffle and Cut?
Yeah.
When the game first released?
It dropped.
Patrick and Jake dropped on
a game night.
I think the best thing that happened last year was the month where everyone was playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
It 2016, because it brought so many people together.
It dropped on a game night. And everybody in this, you guys will see when you come to game night, it's a pretty big room. Everybody had their phones out. And everybody was trying to play board games and catch Pokemon. And then people would say, there's one in the parking lot. And everybody would run out. Everybody would run out. You know, it was fun. It was fun. I'm not going to lie. I got caught up in it.
Plus, it was like really warm. It was a summer, right?
It was summer.
It was very warm at night. Like, people were walking in Parnell Park. You'd see them at the concerts in the park or just driving around. You go to Pokestops in Orange because there was a ton over there. I mean, everyone was just on the street corner. Like, I'm talking about 30 to 50 people on a street corner.
I had a really awesome experience with it because I was working in Downtown Disney at the time, and I would load it up, and like everyone who's working at the carts where I worked at would like tell people like where all the good stuff was at, and like every like Pokestop had like the lore on them.
And there's
like
a million people out walking
everyone's
around.
Everyone's playing. Everyone's just helping out each other. It was fun. I really thought it was a great experience.
I just took off Pokemon Go because I hadn't played it in months. Mm-hmm. But I took it off my phone. And I was surprised at how much space I saved because I kept getting the thing saying, you're almost out of space. And I deleted Pokemon Go. Boom. Everything updated. It was great.
Got to be a huge game.
Why does it take up so much space?
Because of the maps and the...
Yeah.
It's constantly downloading
maps? It's a big... You have to have... It's basically a map app. It's like a second map app. Like it's like having Google Maps like...
But even more, because you have to like put in the Pokemon. Mm-hmm. It's a
big game.
Yeah,
it's a big game. So before we go any further, now that we've been introduced to everyone, I want to make a couple of announcements. I want to give a shout out to a couple of podcasts that I found. I am friends on. I'm a member of the Never Not Funny. I've talked about it before. One of my favorite podcasts, Never Not Funny. I'm a member of their Facebook group. And a guy by the name of Dan Casta posted a post saying, if anyone has a podcast, please post it here. I want to listen, and here's my podcast. So I gave him a listen. He and his brother do a show called Blockbuster Dropouts. We talk about movies a lot. I think they're from Massachusetts. But they just sit and just talk about one movie a week, and they do a top five list at the end of whatever topic they have on that week. So the one I listened to, because I went to see Kong Skull Island, which I'm going to give a review about right now. But they did a review of the top five Chris Cornell songs because he had passed away that week. And it really annoyed me because I always wanted the idea of doing a top five, but I never knew what to do. Theirs works perfectly, and it's a fun podcast if you like movies, because it's just two brothers talking about movies, and it's a 45-minute podcast, so load it up. It's again Blockbuster Dropouts. You can find it on iTunes. And then over in the Mystery Science Theater group, another guy posted. Now we have to talk about Mystery Science Theater because have you watched any more?
No, I haven't continued it. Sorry. I was binge watching other things.
Yeah, whatever. anyway, there's a gentleman by the name of Brent. Brent has a podcast called Home Video Hustle. Home Video, I think they're in Ohio. It's Brent and PJ, and they're just two guys. You can follow them on at HVH Podcast, or just look Home Video Hustle. And Blockbuster Dropouts, if you type in Blockbuster Dropouts Podcast, it'll show up. And then Home Video Hustle. Home Video Hustle's fun because they try to find more strange movies or movies you've never seen. And they just sit and give basically a synopsis of the movie. But they also kind of crack on it at the same time. It's a really fun podcast. So check that out, Home Video Hustle. And again, you can follow them at HVH Podcast on Twitter. Over the weekend, I went to a show. I saw Jimmy Pardo, host of Never Not Funny, do a live show. And there's a comedian named Jackie Cation. She's really funny. If you ever get a chance to go see Jackie Cation, do it. She sprinkles a lot of nerd references into her humor. And she was selling her new CD. I picked it up. It's called I'm Not the Hero of This Story. It's worth checking out. You can get it all over. You can download it right now. It's a lot of fun. And she has a podcast called The Dork Forest. And The Dork Forest is she has other comedians on. And they talk about the one thing in their life that they're nerdy about. So it's really good. The comedian this week he was nerdy about Jimi Hendrix. So they talk about Jimi Hendrix the whole time. So that's a really great. And you can follow Jackie Cation on. She's at Jackie Cation, but she's hilarious. So check out those podcasts. And if you want to support our show, because I'm very bad at promoting the show, I have it, and I don't promote it. Easiest way to promote it is just go to iTunes and write a review. We're on the iTunes page. You just look up Superiority Complex Podcasts and Google, and it'll pop right up. So if you could go there, or you know, just like our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/soupcomplex, S-O-U-P complex. And that is also our Twitter handle, at Soup Complex. You can follow us on Twitter. Just say hi. Follow. Just say like us on Facebook. Or write a review on iTunes, and that helps us get out there to more listeners. You know, we have a decent number of listeners, I think 5. So we'd really like to maybe double that by the end of the week. Anyway, on with the show. So, gentlemen, you have not get a chance to see Wonder Woman yet.
Not yet.
I have not.
Are you interested
in seeing Wonder Woman? I'm probably going to see it this weekend.
So we like to give spoiler-free reviews.
Thank God.
So we're not going to spoil anything really about the... We're not going to spoil anything, really, but we're just going to give our thoughts about it. So what did you think, Justine?
I thought it was great. It was beautiful. The whole, like, their whole world was beautiful.
Themyscira.
Yeah, I had a hard
spoiler
time
alert.
Saying that.
Spoiler alert.
I didn't know.
Diana's from, she's from, do you know the origin story of Wonder Woman?
I don't know anything.
It's going to give you an origin, bit of an origin story.
Okay.
So you'll just know she's from a place called Themyscira, but we won't talk about where it is or.
Got it.
Okay.
How
it's
she got
be,
there.
It's going to be super hard to give this review because I don't know.
No, it's not.
I don't know anything.
Nah, because you don't know anything.
No, you will. You know what?
Yeah.
You're in the best possible position to go into this movie because I like Wonder Woman as a character. I knew her origin story already, and they made a few changes to it, but it wasn't enough. They made enough changes to make the story work, but not enough to really upset all the fanboys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think her origin story, though, changed from the animation.
It did.
Because I was reading about that after the movie, and I forgot the artist's name, George something. There's a guy who redid her storyline.
Oh, okay.
And that's mainly what this movie went off of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's actually the one that's in the book I bought. Remember I bought the book last week that has the...
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got to buy that.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. So you liked your world. Like, all that was... The opening is beautifully shot.
Beautiful.
The whole opening, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a little bit of a spoiler. Not a spoiler, but as far as my opinion, I liked the first half of the movie a lot better than I liked the second half.
Because I know you were saying that you heard that the third half was
the last third. I feel like it climaxed in the middle of the movie. I feel like there's a certain scene in the middle. We won't go into it. It's very similar to a scene that happens in the original Iron Man, and I feel like Iron Man should have ended in the same spot, ironically enough. But they, you know, she basically does something awesome, saves a bunch of people, and then it's like, that could have been it. The credits could have rolled. But you still had this other villain that you needed to get to.
I think Ares wasn't as hyped up enough. I know she talked about it the whole time.
Yeah, the villain's name is, that's not ruining anything.
Yeah.
But she talked about him the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he wasn't hyped up just because you didn't know much about him.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why I feel like that ending. I mean, there are some real emotional stakes with this movie. Like it does.
Oh yeah, I almost cried a bunch of times.
I'll tell you what got me was the fact that I think a lot of people were worried that whether or not Gal Gadot could pull off some of the acting, because then you think, well, it's a superhero movie, but there's this whole subtext of her being very innocent. And there's one scene in particular when she realizes that mankind is just so messed up.
Oh my god!
And her, I literally got goosebumps because it kind of reminded me of when I have to explain certain things to my daughter about, like, you know, something horrible that's happened in the world, and you're realizing that your kid's hearing something like that for the first time. There was that moment for her where she has like this awakening about how, because she has such faith in humanity. And faith in man, and faith, and the idea that she knows she can help people, and that they want to be helped, and she gets to this point where she realizes that might not necessarily be the case. And that scene has a lot of emotion in it, and she played it very well.
I didn't realize people had an issue with how she would act.
I think
that was
a concern because it's like, oh, she's only done Fast and the Furious, and is this really something that she could pull off? But she was the best part of Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Like the 5 minutes she was in it, it was like, whoa, looks like someone's having fun finally. And my friend Pat, who hosts Rock Solid, Pat said he felt they did her a disservice by bringing her in so early in the Batman versus Superman, that it really would have been better if they would have just held off and had her be in this, this be her origin.
Nah, I'm fine with the way it went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know. Does she speak with like any type of accent?
Yes.
I saw on Jimmy Kimmel that she has Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she still has an accent.
Yes.
Okay.
What's awesome is, and it's going to give a little something away, everybody on the island, they basically just give them an Israeli accent. So they all have the same accent.
They all have it.
So you're like, so all of the, she's an Amazon, so all of the Amazons have the accent. So at first it throws you a little bit because you're like, wait, that person doesn't have an accent. But it works. It works. Yeah. They just make it part of the story. And once you kind of realize that she's from this land, it works. You don't think about it again.
You wouldn't think about it.
But you're so distracted, and I'm not saying this in a sexist way at all. You're so distracted by how beautiful she is.
Yeah,
she
is so beautiful. Like, it made me hate myself because I was just like walked out of here going, "Don't look at me. I'm hideous."
Yeah.
I just threw my sweater over my. You're like, wow, this person looks.
I walked out and I was like, I'm gonna dye my hair black.
Is that what you're gonna do? You just go.
I'm gonna have to go all dark again.
Go all dark again. Gal Gadot style. And they just shot her in such a way that made her really look...
The camera was up close a lot.
Somebody, I didn't notice this, but a woman writing a review said there's a scene where she does a flip and you could see her thigh like jiggle. And they're like, a male director would have never done that. They would have digitized that out. They would have... Patty Jenkins is the director. And they said that it was... Like there was like all these women on the commenting on how they felt empowered because it's like they just I mean yes she's a beautiful woman but they didn't try to make her look like she doesn't look or you know what I mean like you know because there was a lot of contention with that with Black Widow I guess in some of the in like the Avengers where they like digitized some of her stuff so it looked you know they like give her digital enhancements here and there or whatever and they didn't feel the need to do this like a female director didn't feel the need to do that.
That whole beginning scene, though, with all the ladies there and just what would you call it? Working out, practicing?
Yeah, well, they were training. They were training.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a better word.
Yeah.
Practicing.
Right when that girl first jumped in the air and did her flip, all I looked at was her thighs. They were just huge, and I just loved it.
Yeah,
but all of their bodies are beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, and they're all different shapes, different sizes, and they don't show. They don't. I don't think there was any attempt made to make them look like. To hold them to a certain standard.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? There wasn't a thing where they were like trying to hold, like every woman has to be perfect or every woman has to be, you know, at the same level as Gal Gadot. And they let Robin Wright look.
Oh, she was.
She looked awesome. But she looked, she had crow's feet and she had like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They let her look natural. And it was like, nice. I noticed all that and I was like, and in my head, I was like, that's awesome. That's the way, you know what I mean? What's wrong with it? They would look. Like that, they wouldn't go around this island with a ton of makeup. You know what I mean?
Makeup on anyway.
They wouldn't. It's the way they would. That's. I thought that worked for. It served the story, and it was also kind of a statement that look. Yeah. It's what because you know what I was looking at Robin Wright. I was looking at her arms. I was like, "Why am I getting? I'm getting a little thing here." Yeah, I was not. It was crazy. Like I was like, "Dude, I wish I had arms like that." Yeah, she's pretty. Oh, I lost you. Hold on, right there. Oh, that mic cuts out. That's what we're hearing. You back?
I don't know.
There you go. Oh, no. It's doing it again. Do you want to jump over to that one?
That okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So continue. What else did you like about it?
I'm trying not to say anything. It was – the costumes were really nice.
Yes.
No spoilers.
It was beautiful. What? Like the – the colors that they used to on it. I did read like a review. Someone, I guess a Fox newscaster, criticized that she didn't have stars on her skirt because she was supposed to be American.
But in this version, she's really not. She's not working with an American, but they don't.
She's not American, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that whole thing on like Fox where they were like, I can't believe the movie is trying to be so anti-patriotic.
Yeah.
Shut
up.
Yeah, you know, it's like, well, but even when the characters are true, like they had an issue with Captain America saying, oh, now they've gone and made him too liberal. Captain America's always been liberal. Mm-hmm. Like he always fights for the little guy. You know what I mean? So it's like they just want to say something.
Captain America doesn't believe in trickle down.
No, you know, exactly. No, exactly. Yeah. He would not be on. He would not be in the Trump administration. You know what I mean?
Not at all. Yeah.
He would not be working for like. Oh, I'm going to take away health insurance.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to be out there like fighting taxpayers with his shield. You know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. That's what
By the way, I would love to see you. We got to get our act together, Marvel and DC, because somebody has to put Captain America and Wonder Woman together because that would be an awesome combo. I know some people have said Thor as well would be awesome. I want to see This Wonder Woman makes me want to see Justice League now. And I had zero interest in seeing Justice League. But I will see it just to get more Wonder Woman, just to go see more of, you know, but the story's not going to be about her, so I know it's not going to be as good. The good news is they've already signed on for a sequel, the director and Gal Gadot.
Yeah,
so they are doing a sequel. It's been greenlit already. Yeah. And this movie broke records, too. So it just shows you that, you know.
Yeah, they just said she was number one. And
if you make
world.
A good movie, it doesn't matter what the lead looks. It doesn't matter if it's a girl. It doesn't matter if they're Asian. It doesn't matter if they're black. Just make a good movie, and people will show up.
Yeah.
You know? And this movie had a lot of hype, you know, obviously because people want it to be good because DC hasn't had a lot of luck with their cinematic universe. But I think that this is a good movie no matter how you cut it. Like I said, I love the first half more than I like the second half. But when you have a genre movie like this, it's hard to break away from some of the conventions. You have to have a big battle at the end. You have to do certain things, you know?
But I think that was the issue. We didn't know who the bad guy.
No, you could say
that. Yeah, no, we could say that.
Yeah.
We didn't know what he looked like, who it was.
Yeah.
It was just...
They hint at it throughout the...
And it kind of made you feel like, we'll never see this person.
Yeah. Is it going to happen? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. It's I really enjoyed it. Oddly enough, my wife and my daughter didn't enjoy it as much as I did. My wife felt it was missing a little, like missing something. But she couldn't put her finger on it. But again, she hasn't seen any of the DC movies. She's only seen the Marvel movies. So that sense of there's a sense of lightness that the Marvel movies bring that I don't think this had it more than the other DC movies. But it was also very serious. They were also dealing with
some, yeah, and it's not the movie didn't have anything epic in it.
No, for my daughter, I think it went on. And this is another problem with movies in general these days. It went on about 30 minutes too long. Like I said, I would have been better off with 30 more minutes of her developing that character than the 30 minutes at the end where it was just kind of like this. You know,
yeah,
we don't want to say it.
Yeah,
but I still loved it. I give it like it's like an 8. I give it like, you know.
An 8?
Yeah, like A minus. I would, again.
I give it an 8.
First half better than the second half. I know you don't like Chris Pine. Were you okay with Chris Pine in this?
No, I'm still not okay with Chris Pine.
You don't like Chris Pine?
They could have done without him. I just, watching it, I'm like, why would she be interested in this guy? Oh, because he's the only guy, so.
What do you guys think of Chris Pine? Do you guys like Chris Pine's work?
He was in a movie that I saw recently. It was like some Western like cowboy movie. I forgot the name of it.
It wasn't Hell or High Water, was it?
It was Hell or High Water.
Did you enjoy him in
that? I enjoyed him in that.
That's what I told her. That was the movie I recommended. The one where they're bank robbers, yep. him and his brother Robin Banks. And I told her, if you don't like Chris Pine, check out that movie because he does a heck of a job in that movie.
That was my favorite performance of his so far.
I like him as Captain. I'm a huge... I love Star Trek. I like him as Captain Kirk.
Oh, I've seen the Star Trek movie.
So he
was good.
He won me over as Captain Kirk
because
he doesn't take it too seriously, and he's serious when he has to be, but he's still kind of goofy, and I like that. But I understand there's performers I don't like, and I get it. You just don't. Is he boring to you? Is he bland? Is he?
I mean,
he's just like a regular Chris. Like he's just like every other Chris.
He's your typical Chris.
Just a typical Chris.
He's a pretty low Chris in my world.
Chris Evans or Chris Pine? Who do you like? Chris Evans,
Chris
of course.
Evans.
Captain America.
I'm not even
Captain
a huge
America.
Fan of Chris Evans.
What about Chris Pratt?
Yeah, Chris Pratt's up there.
Yeah, his sense of humor.
Chris Hemsworth.
He's well rounded.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah,
I don't even know there's a Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? He's Thor.
Was that, his name's Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Liam. I thought it was something else.
That's his brother.
Okay.
Liam.
I didn't know his name was Chris. Yeah. But yeah, all these Chris's.
Chris Hemsworth, greatest role, the jock in Cabin in the Woods.
I did not see that.
Check it out.
We gotta check
it out. Do you like horror movies?
I liked him in Rush. If you ever still out.
No, I haven't seen
that. It was the one where he's a Formula One driver.
I'll check it out.
It's a good movie.
Supposedly very good. Very good. I haven't seen it yet either. But yeah, all those Chris's, they're all very similar. They're all superheroes. They're all, I don't know.
I like Chris Pine because I don't, he's not.
Where is he in your Chris list?
The christening.
Well, here's the thing. Evans, I love Chris Evans in, I love him as Captain America.
That's it.
He did a small movie called Snowpiercer, which is awesome.
I
if you've
love
never
Snowpiercer.
Seen. High five, cousin. We actually high five.
Great.
And he's great in that.
Oh, yeah.
He's great in that.
Everyone was
But the
in
thing
that
is, they're making so many of these Marvel movies that he doesn't have time to do a lot of this. Just like Robert Downey Jr. Like, I was hoping for a third Sherlock Holmes movie, and now he's just going to be Iron Man forever.
Yeah, I like the Sherlocks, too.
The, you know, I'm, good. They're a departure
they were well
from,
shot.
They were beautiful to look at. They were – what I loved about those is they were – they really focused on the relationship, which is always the best parts of the Sherlock Holmes stories. Mm-hmm. The mysteries are kind of secondary to Holmes and Watson. Yeah. And I love that Watson in these is a badass because in the story, because in the stories, he's they always used to play him as like they didn't know what to do with him because he's basically the narrator. So what do you do with a narrator in a movie where you don't need narration? You just kind of make him comic relief. Mm-hmm. So they'd always kind of make him inept in like the old movies. And this is the first time on the big screen that he's been portrayed as a capable. He was a former soldier. Mm-hmm. He's a doctor. He can handle himself.
Yeah.
And so you don't – and Sherlock Holmes is going to put up with a dummy at his side. So I love that they went into that dynamic.
Yeah.
And I was hoping for a third. But again, you know, now you've got Iron Man. Now they're crossing over into – he's crossing over into Spider-Man, into Sony's universe.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So weird. There's a lot going on. But I love Chris Evans. I love Chris Pratt. I don't know. That's – you put – oh.
Chris Pratt.
I'll go Chris Walken is number one.
Okay. Chris Parnell.
Oh, my God. Jake's not here.
Two mice fell in a bucket of cream. That's what he would do right now.
Yes. He would.
His ass. Yeah, I don't know, man. I like Chris Evans. I like Chris Pine. I like them all.
Wow, you're too nice.
That's why they're all there, because you like them
all. Well, but they, you hit on it, Digo. They're all kind of interchangeable. You need like a hunky white guy.
Does your wife like him?
My wife likes Chris Evans, but not as much as she likes Chris Hemsworth.
But does she like Chris Pine? Like, did she say anything about that?
Oh, no, when he's shirtless?
Yeah, I didn't care.
Yeah, no. But I will tell you what, when we saw, my wife saw the Avengers before she saw Thor. And when she saw Thor and he goes to the doctor and he takes his shirt off, my wife's like, why didn't they show this in the Avengers? Like, that was her first, yeah. You know, and I was like, I'm sitting right here.
It's pretty sitting good. Right here. It's a pretty
meanwhile, fast forward, Wonder Woman, me, bucket of popcorn, drool all over. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Chris Hemsworth is in like the new Vacation movie too, right? I think he was in it.
He was in the new Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters?
I know he was in the new Ghostbusters.
Okay. I think I was one of the Hemsworths, I think. Mm. And he was shirtless, and yeah, I agree with your wife. That you should be shirtless all the time.
It's fine to say that, dude.
Yeah, totally.
We just talked about this last week. We talked about guy crushes.
Yeah.
I'll say it. I'm 45 years old. I don't care. I'll tell you when another dude's attractive.
Yeah, you guys all had a list. All the guys here had a list.
No, there's only one name on my list.
I know yours.
Harrison Ford. Yeah. The man crush of my generation. As an old man, yeah, whatever. I'll carry your bags, Dr. Jones. I'll be your manservant. Whatever you need. You need me to pull the car around? You need me to help you go to the bathroom? Whatever you need, Harrison Ford, I got you.
I heard he's mean, though. I heard he's mean.
He is. He's a grumpy guy.
Yeah, see? Mine are all practical.
I said I like Jimmy Fallon because he made me laugh, and he seems like a normal person.
That guy's an alcoholic. And
he is an alcoholic.
And he's a wild. See, I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale's another loose cannon.
He's going to yell at you when you stand in his light.
I'd like it.
I would like to be berated by the Batman.
Who I like. Dude, I try to avoid the white guys when it comes to crushes. They get too much credit as it is. I'm going like Dev Patel.
Oh yeah.
That guy's
you could pass for a young Dev Patel.
That's what I'm going for.
If Dev Patel now and they cut back to when he's younger, here's my cousin playing Dev Patel.
That's me. Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, see Dev Patel.
I like that other guy, Raz.
Riz Ahmed.
Yes,
Raz Al Ghul.
Raz Al Ghul. That guy's hot. Riz Ahmed raps.
Oh, dude, he's my favorite. I saw him at Coachella. That's Sweatshop Boys. Oh yeah, it was great. Oh, fantastic.
I tend to go for like the I get really into like when you look at like the classic. You know, you look at actors who are gone, like the legends. Like I look at a Cary Grant, and I'm like, that dude is just like. That's a good-looking dude. You know what I mean? Like that.
I like Robert Redford. Really.
Robert Redford.
He was a good-looking guy.
He's still not a bad-looking guy. I mean,
he aged pretty nicely.
Yeah, he's a little craggy, but again, okay. Let's avoid the white guys, though. You're bringing diversity to it.
Yeah, because they get too much credit.
Now, my ladies' list. Not a lot of white girls.
Really?
You go number one.
You're
going
to list it
in the number one spot still.
Salma Hayek.
My wife, Salma Hayek.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
I don't know, though. Gal Gadot, though. She's making inroads.
But Salma Hayek's a little more mature, a little older.
Probably not going to play a lot of games. I probably have to put up with some games from Gal Gadot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? Exactly. Nothing. No, Salma Hayek, she's going to come at me.
She'll yell.
She's going to come at me. Right,
she's a Latina.
You know how I'll know what's wrong? When I wake up and there's a machete sticking out of my spleen. That's how I'll know what's wrong with.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else?
It's the only one you listed. You said her and your wife.
Yeah, that's it.
Didn't want to say anything else.
Now, my real wife, obviously, number one. Uh-huh. All right, number one. Uh-huh. She puts up with me. We play board games. Uh-huh. She's cool. Good sense of humor.
Love it. That's all you need.
That's it.
Yeah, the basics.
Then we got Salma Hayek, and then who else? Oh, you know, I used to have a thing for Lucy Liu. Remember Lucy Liu?
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. Ranishi from your Kill Bill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? Not a lot of...
Well, a lot of people always say she looks like my little sister. So I told her, anytime a guy says that you look like that, you probably shouldn't date them.
Wait, how old is your little sister?
She was born in 1990. I don't know. 28?
Okay, fine. That's fine. Good. I don't feel creepy all of a sudden.
Why is it bad? Why should she not date people that say she looks like that?
That's like when I meet a guy and they're like, you're Asian?
Oh.
Like, yeah. And they like expect me to fit into this Asian type.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
So when they like
wig
see that
eyeliner,
she looks
like yeah. Yeah.
They want
like,
you to cook. They want dinner cooked.
Yeah. They want you nice and quiet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, no, I get so mad. Yeah. But, so I don't date guys that are like, I only date Asian girls. Cause bothers me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, so I'm supposed to fit into something? Like, I don't like that. But yeah, my little sister, because people say she looks like Lucy Liu, I feel like it's a fetish almost.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's okay that I like Lucy Liu, right?
Yeah, you can like her.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. She's just
Because the number one option is Salma Hayek. Oh, your number one's option is quiet. Number two is Salma Hayek. Number three is Lucy Liu. So there's like obviously some diversity going on here.
But these people, if you were to meet them, you would...
Well, that's why you always have one in there that's attainable. You always have one in there that you like. You're like, oh, okay, you know what? She would probably go for me. She might like fat guys. Yeah. And that's when you go to your local weather people or whatever. You know what I mean? That's that's really where that comes in. That
like, I think Kate Upton would be into me. So
Might. Yeah, she might.
Oh, well, she's dating a baseball player, right?
She's married to him, but I think I could slip in there.
Baseball players get all the... You'd think it would be the football players.
They do. It's the baseball.
It's always the baseball players.
It's just because they're mad rich. I mean, they have long careers.
They get paid.
Derek Jeter just decimated an entire generation of like supermodels.
Yeah.
He just goes... Oh, Tyra Banks.
She's on your list?
That is a very diverse list.
Tyra Banks. I only see beauty.
That's it.
I've always had a huge crush on Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde.
From Tron. Mm-hmm. From the yeah. Oh,
she's dating a normal looking guy.
Shout out to Harish Patel.
Yeah, she's with that guy from SNL.
Which guy?
I've got a chance.
Horatio Saints.
I've got a chance.
Yeah, he made her laugh.
Sometimes it's all it takes, guys. That's how I landed my wife.
That's not even sometimes. I think that's just all it takes. If you're funny, then you could do it.
Yeah,
it's just the easiest thing.
It gets exhausting. I have to come up with material all the time to stay married.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know.
Yeah, it's tough to be always on.
This podcast is part of the bid to just stay married. Because I will not survive without my wife. I will die out there, guys.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. I don't know how to Tinder. I don't know how to do that. Yeah. Is swiping right good or bad? What do I do?
That's the good
one.
You're
asking me.
Swiping right's the good one.
Swiping right is
Of course I'm asking you. I know what you do when he's not around. What were you doing when I walked in here? Kidding. Do you gentlemen get on the Tinder? Do you guys?
I'm on the Tinder.
Is it worked out?
I've met a few people on there.
Oh, Nick's a good story. Ladies, Nick's a good looking guy.
It's interesting for sure.
Did you get like personality in there too? Like, are there... Like, I know it shows a picture, but does it show likes and...
The way I've seen my friends do it, because I don't have a Tinder, I've had a girlfriend.
There's different strategies for
it,
definitely.
What's your girlfriend? You want to give her a shout-out?
Shout-out Julia Lambright. She's working down in downtown Los Angeles.
Wait a minute. Julia Lambright?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and you're saying white dudes get too much credit.
Well, yeah. I understand.
Okay, but let me just tell you something.
Here.
Let me just let you know right now, you're welcome. Okay, I'm just going to say this why. Okay, you know, I'm going to tell you why you're welcome, okay? Because your cousin here, your second cousin, twice removed or once removed.
No, I think it's first cousin once removed. That's it.
No, you're my second cousin.
So the second cousin once removed.
You're my second cousin because you're my cousin's kid, so we're second cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're second cousin once. So okay. I was right.
So
okay.
Yeah. You're,
so it's not first cousin twice.
You're 2R1 over here.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go by. 2R1. That'd be my droid designation in Star Wars. Okay. Listen, I broke that barrier in the family. I'm the first one to marry the white girl. And trust me, there was a lot of anger in the family. Not because our family's racist, but they were just like, you're not even successful. How are you doing this? How are you pulling this off?
How was it you?
Yeah, and I just held up a picture of myself and I said, here you go. Look at that.
No,
right there. That's the money.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about, though, because even like my immediate family, like my my mom's sisters and everything, everyone went Mexican.
Yeah.
And then above that, of course, everyone went Mexican. Like, duh.
Here's the only reason.
Choice.
You know what? I've thought about this in the past, and my wife is fantastic. If we had not moved out of the neighborhood, I probably would have just met a nice Mexican girl, and she would have stabbed me by now.
Yeah.
So that's the way it would have worked out. But I went to a school that was predominantly white. You know, and so that's what happened. That's what was around.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
same.
And then afterwards, you're like, this is like hitting the lotto. Like,
it's really
nice. Done, I did it.
It's really nice.
I did it.
I did it.
Congratulations.
Shout out to my white Ruka. She's listening right now at work, shaking her head. I am going to. So you were saying we were talking about Tinder. So walk us through your typical. So you're on Tinder. You got your profile.
Gotcha. So
what information does it show?
Okay, so you can write like a short bio and pretty much put whatever you want in there. So some people go with like a funny joke or like won't put anything, which makes it a little more difficult. Those are normally like fake accounts, and you can tell what's a fake account.
Is there a lot of fake? Accounts?
There's a lot of fake accounts. A lot of fake accounts.
Yeah, there's a lot of deception.
And then a lot of girls like they'll be like, oh, like take me on an adventure. That's like half. Girls' accounts.
That's
and
when you take them to play Catan.
Basically,
we're
going to
build roads.
Now I have an answer for that.
Yeah. We're going to settle. We're going to build settlements together.
See, I think mine, I have like 3 B's, and I'm like, I think it's baseball, brunch, and beer, I think is mine.
There you go.
And then
I like the brunch aspect.
Yeah.
Because that appeals to the ladies.
That's the hook right there.
Everyone likes a good mimosa.
That's right.
That's normally what I roll with, and then I have under that, it's like my favorite Office character is Creed. Kind of give them something
yes.
to talk about.
So you could just put in your own little thing.
Put in my own little thing in that bio.
There's no limit to how many.
I think you have like 500 or 600 characters.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever harvested mung beans?
What is that?
Mung beans. They smell like death. Remember when Creed was doing that on The Office?
Oh, okay. I was totally caught off guard. Nah, man. My favorite Creed moment must have been in the finale when he finally gets arrested.
Oh, that's right.
That was perfect for me.
Good times.
Good times, man.
But
good
yeah, time. Tinder. I know a couple of people. There's different strategies. Some people are always swipe right, so you can just see who you match with, and then if you don't like them, you can just unmatch with them.
So swiping right takes you. That means you're matched up.
That means that you like them,
and then if they like you back, then don't they get a notification? Like,
yes.
So if you were to just say yes all the time and then tick them off, so this person can get really excited and then realize that you just took them off.
Exactly. Exactly.
So mean.
Man, that is some serious.
I just see some girl walking in the street being like, oh my God, I have a match. And then
it's definitely
disappear.
So it's basically, Tinder is basically self-esteem roulette is really what
Pretty
it is.
Pretty much. Pretty much. If you want to feel good about yourself, like, because you'll get matches, like.
No matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. But it's really the quality, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and has it worked for you? Have you gone on many? I mean, you do not feel like you need to answer these. You know,
I've gone maybe anywhere from 5 to 10.
All right.
In like the past almost 2 years because I didn't have it for like probably 6 or 7 months.
Roger.
So in that 2 year time frame, I met some cool girls. Some were like very misleading looking. So I would like get there. I would get there and be like, and then just like leave.
Oh
like,
no!
I'd like talk for like 5 minutes. Like, oh, yeah, I actually have to go somewhere else. And then
Nick, don't say that out loud.
I mean, you're
ruining your chances.
I'm
that's
cold. That is
like you finished that date. You started it.
I just didn't want to waste anyone's time. I was just trying to do like the more respectful. Like, okay, because one of them I was at school. And I was like, I just met up at, like, the Starbucks that was on campus. And then I was like, oh, I'm just going to go run to class, like, early. And, like, that was it.
And you probably ran.
But
I ran.
But what if you missed an opportunity? If you just stayed and kept talking, then you guys had more in common, then you might look past something.
What if she's a tournament-level Catan player?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I guess I should have stayed.
You get to the date. You get to the date,
I pulled that card twice. I pulled that card twice. Guess I should have stayed.
Now, Nick, let me ask you this. You were going to ask a question, Justin.
Has a girl pulled that on you?
No.
No.
She needs that to happen.
I guess I need that to happen to me.
She needs experience. Like a girl to be like, I have to use the restroom.
Someone should pull that on me.
Girls, if you'd like a guy to bail on you, Nick is available.
Yeah, hit me up.
So, Nick, and we're not trying to make you the bad guy. That's the way it is now. I mean, you know what? Honestly, I mean, listen, I'm not defending Nick's action because he sounds like a deplorable person. But if you're signing up for this, though, I feel like that you would know that going in that there's a chance of that happening. And I think just seeing you and I being not in relationships for a long time and beyond that, like, that is terrifying to you and me. If you think, oh, if I was single and I did that. But these kids, we don't know. They could be immune to it. They're just like, yeah, it happened again.
Well, to me, it's weird because, what you told me, what's on your bio, sounds so nice. And then he likes Creed. I'm like, oh, that's like the funny guy in Office. Like, this guy seems so cool. But then for you to just bail like that?
I figure
if you could do it where you can leave a review, I'd leave a review.
I was going to say, how cool would that be if you have views on your profile?
The two girls that I left, it's like an eBay rating.
Like, yeah. You get the stars.
The two girls that I left, they look completely different. Like, these are just photos that were probably like 4 or 5 years old. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird in the first place, you know? So, like, if you're like going to lie about who you are, then I'm like, I'm not really into it, you know?
Yeah, that's already a bad start to begin with. I'm supporting your decision to leave.
I didn't want to waste any more time. And
Nick,
let
me ask you, are you pre-law?
No.
That was a good argument.
I'm an econ major.
All right, very nice. Micro or macro?
I love macro more than I like micro.
Well, let me tell you something. We've reached the end of my knowledge of economics, so let's move on. do you have any more questions for the for Tinderbox over here?
I'm just very interested on how
Well, go
it
ahead.
Works.
Fire.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to go.
Nice.
Now, are you using any other – are you using any of the sites? Are you using Match or
– I used Bumble for maybe like
– Now, what is Bumble?
Okay, Bumble is
Never
exactly
heard of Bumble?
Like –
I've heard of it, okay. But how does it work?
Bumble is exactly like Tinder, but the girls have to message the guys first.
Whoa. So, now, how's that working out? Have you had any?
I used it, man. It was probably like 6 months ago.
Digo shaking his head.
Well, because I've heard bad things from Bumble.
No,
like,
I mean it's
not
okay.
Bad,
like it's a lot tougher to get matches on Bumble because like there's less people on it than on Tinder. But I did meet some cool people on there that I like. One was really cool and had some fun.
Okay, so my question to you is: when you were single for a while there, was it easier to meet people using Tinder or just doing it the old-fashioned way where you're just meeting people?
Oh, it's still so much easier doing it through friends. Doing it through Tinder is still kind of weird.
Diego, have you fixed him up?
With the person?
Yeah.
Have I?
No,
I haven't.
Never.
I don't have any friends.
What about this Julie character? She doesn't have any in the office she works with?
Let's see. I mean,
I don't know. Rod's never tried to hook me up before.
What do you mean? I mean,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What if he was interested in one of your friends or one of her friends and then realized they're not going to be a good match, it's not going to work out, but you know if it doesn't work out, it's going to be awkward, right? If you guys had a party.
That's a run. That's a risky run.
So
it's a risky
run. What would you say?
That's happened with a couple of friends in our friend group.
Yeah, I would just be like, yeah, it's not going to work. Like, you should just
be honest.
Just like, nah, this isn't going to work, dude. Yeah,
we went through a situation when Nicole and I first got married. We had a friend that we knew from high school. And she had kind of started coming around. We knew her in high school. We hadn't talked to her. And then after our reunion, we started hanging out again. And then we had another friend of mine that I used to work with. And they started – like we all hung out one time. And they got along. And next thing I know, they went on a trip to Europe together. But they weren't dating. They just were both – they just both went on a trip to Europe. They slept in separate rooms and everything.
Yeah, right.
But then – no. The trip – they hated each other by the end of the trip. They did not like each other.
You don't do on these. You don't do a trip.
Sad.
That's like taking a long
and then,
ride.
And then they both, like they both went their separate ways. And now she's ignored my wife twice when we've seen her at Target. and she's ignored me once at a restaurant. So I'm not going to name any names, but sometimes those things can get awkward.
That brings up something interesting too, like because you brought up Target, and Target is now it's basically become a meme that when you go to Target, especially in the Woodwood.
Yeah. Oh, it's the center of the universe. My wife and I discovered that when we got married and they first opened that Target. I used to just say, I'm going to journey to the center of the universe, because we would go there and you see everybody you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So does that include like people you went to school with? Like,
I would run into people that I hadn't seen in years.
Still.
Okay, let me tell you a story.
That's terrible.
I don't live near that Target anymore. That used to be my Target, my home Target. Now there's one near my house. I stopped by there the other day on the way home because I need to run in to pick something up. Mm-hmm. I ran into somebody that they're like, oh my God, I never come to this Target and it's weird to see you here. And I'm like, yeah, I know. What are you doing at this Target? There was no reason for them. She was here with like her boyfriend's cousin. She doesn't really live anywhere near that Target.
Yeah.
I'm here with my boyfriend's cousin and we're trying to find something we're going to a baseball game and we're trying to, and it's like that Target in particular. There's magic there. Yeah. Where it must have been built.
It's a magnet. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's a place of power. If you've read American Gods or you're watching American Gods, it's a place of power, that Target.
I should do that, an episode of Target.
It's interesting that is going to continue to be probably for the rest of our lives.
What's that? I'm never going to go to that Target.
Yeah.
Don't do it, bro. Because you always – and then invariably
– I try to avoid it.
Invariably, you run into somebody you hate.
Oh, yeah, of course. Invariably. Or something weird, like an ex or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Oh! Here's a it's always been that way. Back when it was the one – when there was the, before they opened that one, there was another one in South Whittier over by where all the Walmart and all that is. When my wife and I were dated the first time, we broke up and we didn't speak for like 3 years. We didn't see each other for like 3 years. I thought I was never going to see my wife again. Mm-hmm. And I was dating another woman that was not – the relationship was not going great.
Yeah.
There was a lot of regret on my part. Mm-hmm. Smack dab in the middle of that relationship when you're playing it all over your head again, you're like, man, I really blew it. I really blew it with the other one. What am I doing? Out of the aisle of clothes, out pops the person who is now my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
But it was the universe as if the universe was just putting an exclamation point on my own thoughts as far as I've made a horrible mistake. And then out pops my mother-in-law and she was like so happy to see me and very nice. And it was just like so Target's always had that power.
It's like I'm like terrified of that happening to me because
it's going
to
happen.
I've gone to school in Fullerton for the last 4 years and I'm going to Long Beach next year where my girlfriend lives and all of her friends live and go to school. And I'm like, I can't do anything. Like, everyone's going to, like, see me down there.
You definitely can't be on Tinder anymore if you have a girlfriend. Yeah, I can't be on Tinder.
No, not anymore. I don't have a girlfriend now.
You can't do anything.
Sorry, this is my ex.
Oh, you don't have a... Oh, okay.
This is my ex.
You said girlfriends. I got scared. I was like,
yeah. You said girlfriend.
You're still there mentally.
My ex-girlfriend. Hopefully... I'm not there mentally anymore. It's been a little while. But I'm like fearful for next year because I'm like, man, I really hope I don't run into like any one of like those people.
It's gonna happen,
like ever. But I know it's totally is going to.
How long were you in this relationship?
It's like 7-8 months.
Okay,
so it was a decent chunk of time.
Yeah, for your age, that is a long time. Yeah.
So now it's 6 months removed from that. So
no,
now,
it's twice removed.
Oh, you're right. It's like 4 times removed from that. So yeah, man. In August, it's just gonna be like my reckoning,
bro. You got to get on. We got to get you some. We got to get some going, ladies. What do you got in your family? What about your little sister? That looks like
little Lucy Liu.
Yeah. What do you mean?
She's in Utah. She's getting her. She's there for her master's.
Right? Perfect. Long distance.
She's also 28. Yeah. And I don't know.
Wait. How old are you, Nick?
21.
Perfect. It runs in the family. You love a younger guy.
She's actually dating a younger guy.
Well, what is it with you guys?
I guess it's the older ones just didn't cut it.
The Black Widows.
I used to love older guys. Like, if you told me that someone was older, I was like,
slow it down. Like, how much older?
How much older?
Mm-hmm.
20. Really 20 years.
Do we like? Do we like? Do we like
40 hair?
Limitless.
Is it 20? 20 year minimum.
You look like Hugh Hefner now.
You about grayish hair, maybe a little graying at the temples.
Silver fox.
Yeah, silver fox.
Silver fox look.
Silver fox. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
Young people get a lot of young people get gray hairs though.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's all that stress from the online dating.
Honestly, that's where it comes from. That's the only thing I'm stressed about.
Oh my God! We blew through. How long do you think that first segment was?
I don't know, an hour?
Yeah. Didn't seem like an hour, did it?
It's just so much fun.
Did it seem like an hour to you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you think about all the topics we just hit.
Yeah, today? I wasn't even looking at my watch. Okay. Yeah, we gotta hurry. So we don't have to hurry. We don't have anywhere to be. But you know, I don't want to keep them here all day.
No, please.
So let's take a quick break, and we come back. We're gonna play a little game with Nick and Diego and Justine. All right. So we'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the show. What a lovely little break. I'm a little concerned that I've gone to the bathroom twice. Nobody else is gone.
I went before I came.
I may be having issues. I may need to see a doctor. Okay, so we play a little game on this show called Choose One. We play it anytime there's a new guest. We have two guests tonight, so we're just going to play one full round. Justine and I will join in. And there's a little wrinkle now. Usually I sit out. What I've decided is, everyone knows that if you win, if you're the winner, you get a dip in the prize box. And I usually forego that dip in the prize box, and I hand my prize over to someone else. What I will do for you guys is I will be like Tron, and I will fight for the user. So what will happen is, if I happen to win, and I doubt I will, but if I do, I will pick one winner at random. And you can get chosen by going to the you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/soupcomplex, and everybody who answers the following question, if you've been listening to the show, you'll know the answer to this. If you listen to the show for any amount of time, just write it in the comment section. Who is my number one man crush? Who is my number one man crush? And you will be – I'll get all those answers. I'll put them in a randomizer, and whoever gets picked will get the prize. And I'll figure out a way to mail it to you. I'll contact you, and we'll get it. All right? So here we go. Without further ado, we are going to start. We're going to do the ladies first, as of course, because we're gentlemen on this show, unless you're one of our Tinder people, and then we might just walk out without talking to you.
You're roasted, dude.
Man, I really should have picked my words better. Yeah.
So let me write everybody's down. So we're going to go Justine.
I just feel like you did what everyone thinks to do, but you actually did it.
I just thought that was what I should have done. I don't know.
You know what? You're the only one that had the guts to do it.
So no shame.
Maybe we're taking this the wrong way.
Okay. Mine says, must give up salt or must give up sugar?
So how do we go about the
debate? Everyone just – we just say it out. I'm going to say salt.
I'm going to say salt.
I'll take sugar.
I would give up sugar.
Nick on the board with 1 point. All right, here we go, guys. Here we go. The gym or art class? Ooh.
So this is like what you prefer.
Yeah, which do you think I would go to? The gym or art class?
Well, what we're doing right now is art, so I'm going to say art class.
I'll say art class.
First of all, thank you for that compliment. What?
I know you'll go to the gym, but if you had the choice.
Yeah.
I'll jump on the art class train.
I would go to Jim's Burgers.
Ah.
No. I'm going to have to say the gym. Here's why. While I appreciate my cousin complimenting this, that this is art, I have no artistic ability whatsoever, so I would feel complete. I mean, unless you count the Godzilla fighting stickman army drawings I used to do up until, say, maybe a year or two ago, I have no artistic talent whatsoever. It's skipped the generation. My daughter has it all. You should see her drawings of Pokemon, gentlemen. It would roast your Charmander. But it's really cool. So I have no artistic ability. So I'm going to have to say gym because even though I hate it, I can do it.
I can't believe it.
I know. Yeah. I can't. Looking at me, I wouldn't be able to believe it either. I can't believe I said it either, but I'm going to have to say art. Just because I don't want to feel worse about myself than I already do. Okay. At least when I'm at the gym, I feel like I'm improving.
Yeah, yeah. Something's getting better.
Okay. I can't even do Bob Ross. I try to follow Bob Ross. I can't do it.
Okay, mine is cop show or doctor show?
Oh, I think doctor show.
Well, if you watch Sherlock Holmes, you get a little bit of both.
True.
I don't know you that well. I'll go with Doctor Show.
I'm going to say Cop Show just to be different.
That's a Doctor Show. I loved House.
Dang.
I mean, House.
Nick is
I tried to get this guy to watch a cop show with me, and he hated it.
Well, which cop show?
It's called Live PD. It's on A&E.
You got to get him to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That's what you got to get him to watch.
Okay, yeah.
See. That's a good one.
Well, that's more of a comedy, though.
But yeah. They're cops.
I guess.
Nick, what do you got?
I got cupcake or ice cream cone.
Ooh.
Jesus, this is kind of hard.
I'm going to say ice cream cone. Who doesn't love an ice cream cone?
I'll say ice cream.
Yeah, I'm going to say ice cream, too.
It is ice cream.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listeners, I'm in bad shape, just so you know.
I like cupcakes, but if I had to choose between the two, it's hands down ice cream cone all the time.
Yeah, plus
day.
It's summer right now.
Yeah, so. The weather.
Ice cream has more flavor than a cupcake, my opinion.
I had a cupcake recently that had ice cream in it, which is actually crazy.
God.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like a mochi? No, I'm just kidding.
You got to have those. No, they're not cupcakes, but they're little cake squares. We get them at this, I forgot what they're called.
Talking about a macaroon?
No. There's a bakery that my wife goes, I can't wait for you to call them cake something. She's going to kill me for not
cake
knowing.
Cake pops?
No, they're just little squares of angel food cake. They're all different colors. And there's the yellow, the lemon, but they're just like sponge cake. They're so good. Cake nachos. That's what they're called. Cake nachos.
Cake nachos. Never even heard of that.
That makes me feel really weird. I don't know.
Oh my God.
That name is just.
It's in La Habra. It's at Lucky Treats.
I've heard of cake nachos before, but at Farrell's where they have like. They use the waffle cone as a chip.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then you
yeah.
scoop it
yeah,
up like
that's more like a dessert nacho thing.
Oh, yeah, that's – yeah, it's true.
All right. So outer space or bottom of the sea?
Ooh.
I'll say outer space.
I'm going to go outer space as well.
We all know space is the final frontier. I'm going to say space.
Space?
Well, no! I know why! Oh,
I would do bottom of the sea.
Oh, my God. What? Show them. Show them.
Oh, wow. That's ridiculous that I didn't see that. That's
you should have read more Sherlock Holmes. None of us got the point on that. Dang it. Why? I know you so well. Candles or a lava lamp? Candles or a lava lamp?
I'm going to go lava lamp.
I'll take candles.
I'm going to go lava lamp, and it's not even close.
Candles.
I'm off right now?
Yeah, you're back on. Lava lamp. You got to go lava lamp.
Got to go lava lamp.
Who said lava lamp?
Oh, me. Not even close.
Justine?
I'm just such a big candle guy. I don't know.
He is.
Justine just took the lead from Nick.
But you were around lava lamps during that time.
I was around candles. That's how we went to school.
Oh.
All right, here we are.
I'll give you lava lamps.
Canned or frozen?
Ooh. I'll go frozen.
I'm going to say frozen because of the laziness factor. Usually frozen equals microwavable.
Yeah, I'll do frozen.
Absolutely frozen.
There we go.
Absolutely.
The only thing with the can was I like Spam, and I'm like, maybe you like Spam.
I do like Spam. This guy did a year-long pitch on frozen food.
I did, yeah. I did.
All right. This is either a mansion or a yacht.
Oh, mansion.
Mansion.
A yacht.
It would be a yacht.
Oh, you can go places with a yacht.
Yeah, we have a mansion.
I like going fishing.
Justine, you have 5 points.
This guy's an econ major, and he chose a yacht. The most,
I want a yacht,
the worst investment.
Yeah,
boat,
bust out another 1,000. All
right,
I have a yacht story. I have to save it for after the show, but remind me to tell you the yacht story.
Will do.
Okay.
How bad is this yacht story?
It's not. It's because you'll see why when I tell you.
All right, arrive late or go home early.
Hmm.
Oh, go home early.
I'll say go home early.
Go home early.
Yeah.
That's everyone, though. That's almost a given.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a freebie.
I hate being late.
Yeah.
Usually you go early just to leave.
So just here we are where we are. I have Diego and I are tied with 3. Nick has 4. Justine has 5.
Oh, we're losing. It's a runaway. It's a runaway at this point.
Fantasy or science fiction?
Science fiction.
Fantasy or science fiction?
Science fiction.
Sci-fi.
I'll say fantasy.
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
Oh,
no.
Sci-fi, yeah.
Right.
Sci-fi. But Nick, just so you feel better, to make you feel better, I came to the fantasy thing late in life. But Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, I love things like that. It's just my whole life I've spent loving sci-fi.
I was going to say Star Trek.
Star Wars is the ultimate, of course.
And Star Wars, yes, of course.
Okay. The wars.
Swings or slides?
I'm
trying to go back here.
Childhood. You were there.
I was there.
Oh.
Diego's running around.
I'll say slides.
I'm going to say swings because
is continuous.
We have the same blood pumping through our veins, and there's an element of danger when you can fly off the swings when they're at their apex.
That's
it's going to be swings.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Using the family to... Yeah. So, Nick, you were, did not get that one.
In fifth grade, this guy broke the swing set at our elementary school. And I was hoping that that made you hate swings. Because that made me really hate swings.
Wasn't
that,
me.
That's after you, sir.
All right. Mercy or justice?
Knowing what I know about his dating mercy style, I'm going to say justice.
Knowing you and your Catan style, mercy.
I'm going to say justice.
Justice.
I should have known he loves Batman, too. So
there you go. So Diego did not get a point.
Mercy.
Justine gets a point, and I get a point. Justine is so far ahead, it's not even funny.
My turn?
Yes.
This one sounds so wrong. Quick and dirty or built to last?
Built to last.
Say quick and dirty.
Well, considering, say, I know Patrick, so you're forced to enjoy quick and dirty. So I'm going to say, but I'm going to say you prefer built to last.
Yes, built to last.
Did we all say that?
I took quick and
dirty. You said quick and dirty.
I like, see, Nick, you're playing that style where you're kind of just.
I'm going rogue. I'm going rogue. Throwing it all out there.
Okay, so we got Nick's 4, Diego's 5, I'm 6, Justine is 8.
Jesus.
Here we go. Scrambled eggs or eggs some other way? Scrambled eggs or eggs some other way?
Eggs some other way.
I'll take scrambled.
Eggs some other way.
Scrambled.
The only way.
The only way.
The only way.
Oh, really?
The only way.
You wouldn't take it any other way.
Whoa.
No. Pass.
Hey. Hey.
No, I do like them like over medium sometimes, but like scrambled is just the easiest way to go.
If it's not scrambled,
you can whip up scrambled eggs easy, and then you can make it. You know, I like an omelet. I like an omelet.
But there's nothing easier than an over easy egg. All you have to do is just crack it on. It's a scramble. That's you have to scramble too. It around. You get to like. Oh, man.
Yeah, but here's the thing about an over-easy egg. Over-easy egg, what can you put you put on top of it? You put salt, maybe a little pepper. Scrambled eggs,
you got the options.
They're endless. You put your sriracha. My wife gets mad. I'll put ketchup on
some onions in there.
But let me unlock your world for a second.
Go ahead.
Everybody always has leftovers. There's something you can throw it on top of. And once you throw an over-easy egg on top of old Chinese food, like old chicken that I've had – it's over. It's game over. There's nothing better.
But people are making like burgers that have egg in it.
That's been around for a while. Fat Burger started that.
But are they putting scrambled eggs in that?
No, but I don't want egg on my burger.
Yeah. You know what I could do? I'm not a fan of that.
You know what I could do with egg? You know what I could do with an egg? I could wrap it in a tortilla. Scrambled egg, throw it in a tortilla. Throw it in there with some beans and rice. Breakfast burrito. Yeah. You gonna put an over easy egg in a breakfast burrito?
Why not?
It's not gonna happen,
good
bro.
Luck. Why not?
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
All right, French fries or mashed potatoes?
French fries, you're an American. Are you kidding me?
I'll take French fries.
Mashed potato.
French fries.
Yeah, I only did that because I like mashed potatoes.
I love me some good mashed potatoes, but this guy is totally team French fries.
Like, I couldn't get myself to say French fries.
That's why I always prefer, even though you like Taco Bell, Del Taco wins because you can get burrito and fries.
Exactly. Oh, the fries are amazing,
too. That is just weird to me, though.
You're not Mexican-American. You want to appeal to both cultures. You want to feel like you're being loyal to both. Weird.
I feel like if you want at least an honest attempt at Mexican food, then you might as well go to Del Taco. But if you're just fucked up,
if you just
want to go to Taco Bell. Like,
if you don't care, if you would eat out of a dog dish, by all means, help yourself to some Taco Bell.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, that taco would be coming from Jack in the Box if you wanted some dog.
First of all, we don't disparage Jack in the Box.
I love Jack in the Box. No. So
let's ask you the divisive question. We're not going to tell you.
Okay. Only that kind.
Okay. The Jack in the Box taco.
Only that taco.
Would you? Okay. We're not going to tell you who's supporting this or who's not. Would you eat it with ranch dressing?
I only eat it with ranch dressing.
No.
Nick, we're cut from the same jib.
No,
Nick,
thank you.
That is right,
dude.
Heresy.
Oh my
that's
God.
Gross.
I gotta tell you, the first time I did it, the first time someone told
you
me about
dirty?
It, I was disgusted. Yeah. Like, who puts ranch dressing on a taco?
But their tacos are
mongrels.
Completely different.
But they're totally different. They're in a league of their own. And once you put ranch dressing on it, it's gonna be impossible to go back.
So good.
Mongrels. That's who does it.
Terrible.
Impossible to go back.
You barely qualify as human.
Yeah.
All right. Getting back on track. All right. This is an easy one. Fruits or vegetables?
Fruits.
Vegetables.
What? You said easy one.
Yeah, I literally grew up every day eating mixed vegetables.
We all said fruits at the same time, too. Jinx.
Like, no.
Yeah, like, no question. Who eats vegetables?
That's set up, too.
Yeah, I know. God. You wanted to mislead us.
Yeah. No, I thought you guys knew me.
Otherwise, what? I wouldn't.
Why am I supposed to know you eat mixed vegetables every day?
If you come to my house every day, there's a pot of mixed vegetables there.
I've been to your house almost every day.
Look in the pot.
I've never used a pot.
Blizzard or thunderstorm?
Thunderstorm.
You like a thunderstorm because blizzard's cold. Thunderstorm, you can sit inside and reject Patrick's advances when he tries to cuddle you with your Wonder Woman blocks.
Yeah. I was on it.
I'll take thunderstorm.
Yeah, thunderstorm.
We all said sure. Thunderstorm, yep. Is that yeah. correct?
Yep.
Nick, 7. Digo, 6. Me, 8. Oh, I'm tied with Justine. Listener, I'm coming for you. Whiteboard or chalkboard?
Hmm.
I don't know. You're kind of old school.
Chalkboard, man.
I'll say whiteboard.
Always chalkboard.
I'll take whiteboard.
More efficient.
Diego, here's why. That noise when you're writing on the chalkboard with chalk.
Undeniable.
Love that. And then you get one of those chalk holders.
Oh,
it looks
cool.
So cool.
The smell of the Expo marker, though.
That's true. You get
and
a
you
nice buzz.
You still hear a sound when they're
the
writing
squeak.
On the board.
The squeak.
Yeah.
I love it.
I hate cleaning the chalkboard. You can never get
it
quite
everywhere.
Clean. You can never get it, but you always get the even though that stuff's erasable, you get the marker all over your hands.
Yeah.
It's messy.
Yeah.
So Diego gets the point on that.
So what's the score now? Sorry.
You are Justine and I are tied at 8. You have 7, and you and Nick are tied at 7.
All right. Ooh, that's close. Coming down to the wire.
There we go.
Okay, housework or yard work?
Well, you do have the. Let me see. I'm sure your mom
Mexican.
Made you garden.
I'll do housework.
We're Mexican. We like being outside. I'm gonna say yard work.
I'll take housework.
It's housework.
Yeah,
it's housework. Good. Yeah,
I knew you lazy millennials.
It's just, I mean, I've had a gardener my whole. When I think of garden work or yard work, I'm thinking of like mowing the lawn, like hedging. I hate all that.
Oh, that's
Nick and Justine have now jumped to. Nick has 8. Justine has 9. So I'm tied with Justine now.
All right,
or I'm tied with Nick.
So this is diner or deli.
Ooh,
deli.
I'm gonna say diner.
I'm going to say if you've ever been to the Deli Up in Uptown, then deli.
Hmm. See, right now I'm kind of torn because I'm in between parts of my life. I grew up with diner, but...
A good deli.
I love myself a good deli, but it's for sure diner.
Oh. All right.
Who said diner? Me?
I didn't say it.
Yeah, just you.
Oh.
Oh. Was it just me?
Have you been to Cantor's in Hollywood?
Yeah, I think once.
Cantor's Famous Deli, fantastic.
I grew up going to Norm's, though, with my grandpa, getting steak and eggs every morning.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's not like a good diner.
Love it, yeah.
It's the best, it's good, you're in a good place.
Thank
All
you.
Right, undercooked or slightly burnt?
Mm. I wish I would have gotten this one.
I'm going to say slightly burnt.
Undercooked.
Yes! You know why?
Scrambled.
Yeah,
that's
there
it.
You
it's
go.
Just anti-scramble.
So, Digo gets one. Nick gets one. Oh, sorry, listeners. Oh no, we're tied at 9.
All of us?
Except for Digo. Digo has 8.
Oh, good.
There we go. C-3PO or R2-D2?
Oh, this is not
R2-D2.
Inappropriate for you.
R2-D2.
You go R2-D2.
You all got it. Who wants to hear him talk? I talk enough myself. I don't need a droid doing it.
All right. Charlie Brown or Lucy?
Charlie Brown.
I'll take Charlie Brown.
I'm going to say Charlie Brown.
That's a Lucy. I don't like Charlie Brown.
But you
but
like Lucy?
Mean.
I don't like the Charlie Brown series, so I appreciate the fact that Lucy is like kind of like a douche. Like,
does it break your mom's heart that you don't want to watch Charlie Brown at Christmas? Because that
I hate that, man. I think it's one of the worst cartoons of all time. I truly
do. You
want to
hear? Do you
want
to hear something?
It.
We used to go to your grandma Virginia's house every year. Uh-huh. To watch that special.
And I believe it. We still watch it every year.
Great Pumpkin. It's
those.
The only Christmas special
Wait,
that
did you ever
breaks
read
out
the comics,
those.
Though?
No.
The comics never. And the newspaper used to make me laugh.
It's the only one that busts out the Bible.
No, see, I hate Charlie Brown with a passion. Now I think it's kind of like
what a weird thing to hate.
What a passion.
It got weeded out of our ecosystem though at like our house now. Now for Christmas we just watch Rudolph and then. the snowman one. I forget what that's called.
Frosty the Snowman?
Frosty the Snowman, yeah.
Those you take Frosty the Snowman over Charlie Brown Christmas?
Every day of my life. Every day, of course.
My wife and I quote Charlie Brown Christmas just in regular conversation.
No.
She'll say, like, I'll have something, and she'll say, what, presents for pretty girls? Just stuff like, we quote stuff like that all the time. I'll be like, hey, I bought you something, and she'll be like, oh, presents for pretty girls?
Yeah,
like, do that all the time.
My girlfriend, she quotes Rudolph on occasion.
Rudolph's great. By the way, John Sandy looks like Yukon Cornelius.
Who are these people awesome. Like quoting Christmas movies? I didn't know that was a thing.
You, my wife and I.
Oh, wait, no.
This is
man's
work.
So never mind.
Yeah, my wife and I also do.
I quote Elf.
My wife and I also do. All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share. You know how they have to like edit the lines together so it doesn't sound? Yeah. All right. There we go. Go ahead, so, Nick.
I am coffee or hot chocolate.
I always forget.
You millennials and your
hot
coffee.
Chocolate?
I'm going to go hot chocolate.
I'm going to say coffee.
It's coffee.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know I'm going
to. I need caffeine every day of my life. So
Nick, Justine, and I are all tied at 10. Are all tied at 10.
Luck game or strategy game?
Luck.
I'll piggyback with luck.
I'm going to just double down on nothing. Strategy.
But what if I'm strategically playing off of luck? I'd say I like strategy games, but I do always win off of luck.
Do you go?
So strategy.
We're all tied.
Woo! Yeah.
We're all tied up.
Dang.
Thin crust pizza or thick crust pizza?
Thick crust.
Oh, thick.
Wait. Is that like a thick crust like BJ's, like Chicago?
Yeah. Well, no, that's, like, deep dish.
Thick crust is like normal, right?
Yeah, thick crust, or just like your thin-ish.
Okay, thick crust.
Thick.
Oh, I said thick.
All right, here's the thing, guys. I used to love thick crust pizza. Now I'm diabetic. I got to go thin crust now.
Dang.
But what do you want?
I want thick crust, so that counts. Yeah. Everybody gets a point.
Y'all gonna be like, "What?"
See, that's what I did with the luck or strategy game.
Yeah, you said Pizza Mania earlier, so I was like, "This guy doesn't do thin crust."
But that's the same thing for the gym and art. You know? Oh, but for art, you said you don't even do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
I don't. You're in the lead right now. You guys are all tied for. There's 11 points here.
All of us,
except me. Yeah.
Oh, because he just went.
I'm gonna. Here we come. Here comes my.
Here we go. Pen or pencil.
Say pen.
I'll do pen.
I'll say pen.
It's pencil.
I almost said it.
I make a lot of mistakes.
I'm like, does he make mistakes?
I do.
I thought I was the only pencil guy in our friend group.
I love pencils.
I'm a pencil guy through and through.
I use a eraser pen, honestly. Twinkies or Ho-Hos?
Okay, what was a Ho-Ho again?
Ho-Ho is like a chocolate. It's like a chocolate.
That's the swirl thing.
It's a swirly one, yeah.
Okay, Twinkie.
I'm going to say Twinkie.
I'm going to go Twinkie as well.
It's Twinkie.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a point.
It's pretty distraught when they
and
canceled
actually,
them for a little while.
I don't think Ho-Hos are that one. The Ho-Hos are the ones that are wrapped, right?
No, those are ding-tongs.
Those are ding-tongs, right.
Yeah. Wait, you said Twinkie, or you said Ho-Ho.
No, I said Twinkie.
What did you say?
Twinkie. Everyone said Twinkie.
Yeah.
I like Zingers more than I like
Ho-Hos. Zingers are amazing.
Zingers are good.
Ugh.
You know
are
what
those
I love?
The lemon ones?
No, Zingers are like fully chocolate, and they have like the filling in the middle.
They
too.
Also have a raspberry zinger too, with like coconut, with like a coconut thing on top.
What's amazing? Chocodiles.
Are you thinking of a snowball?
Oh no, not a snowball. Those aren't zingers. Those are forgot. Zingers are the one that have that weird,
covering.
Yeah, it looks like plastic, and you eat it. Yeah, it looks like doll's hair. Like action figure hair, and you peel it off.
It does not sound
It's got a cream filling. They're great. Okay, go ahead.
Pegasus or a unicorn?
I didn't even know there's a difference. Give me a second.
Pegasus has wings.
Pegasus has wings.
Unicorn has one horn.
Oh, so Pegasus.
My instinct is telling me Pegasus.
I'm going to say unicorn.
Pegasus.
No, don't yell at me.
Jeez.
Digo just surged ahead.
Woo!
Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy?
Wheel
of Fortune or Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
Wheel of Fortune.
Jeopardy.
Of course, he's a nerd. Just
your
like
mom,
my mom.
Your mom used to always want to challenge me to watch Jeopardy and answer all the questions.
We watch Jeopardy every night.
Wheel of Fortune's too easy.
I just hate Pat Sajak.
So you and then luck-based games? I don't mind. Not about it.
Listen, you know the conservative argument that people that aren't in Hollywood just need to shut up? That needs to go for your guys, too. So shut up, Pat Sajak. Shut up, Chuck Woolery. And especially, can we – I know that we're – I know this is a tangent, but can we all stop looking up to Mike Rowe? Just because he hosted Dirty Jobs doesn't mean he's like a blue-collar American guy. Shut up. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, he's kind of trash too, isn't he?
Oh,
he's a bad human.
He used to talk to a lot of he would do this thing where he'd be like, I don't want to say anything bad. And then he would say bad stuff about Obama, but he would kind of couch it like, I'm not really saying anything bad. And now he's just going along with everything Trump does. So screw you, Mike Rowe.
Don't like him.
No. I didn't even know that was happening.
And your stupid baseball cap. Yeah. I'm a hardworking guy.
You're
shut up.
Color.
You're on TV just
you're
like
a millionaire.
Yeah, shut up. Yes, young lady.
What?
Your turn.
No, I just went, right?
Oh. Hike to the top.
Wait, is it you or is it?
You just went.
I went.
Yeah, you just
went. What was your last card?
It's Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Mine is a thrift store or dollar store.
Thrift store.
Dollar store.
Thrift store.
Thrift store.
Dang.
You can get something way more than a dollar.
Yeah.
All right. St. Patrick's Day or Cinco de Mayo?
Come on, bro.
Cinco de Mayo.
St. Patrick's Day.
He likes beer.
Cinco de Mayo.
What? You drink Guinness? Your
did you see
beer?
Me on Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah,
this
I
guy
saw
was with me on Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. And I threw up in a fishbowl.
Yeah!
He did. In the middle of the bar. But I thought, but you drink Guinness.
Yeah, dude. I celebrate Cinco de Mayo more than I celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
That's great.
I don't throw up on St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Definitely threw up on St. Patrick's Day.
Rap or hip hop?
Take hip hop.
Yeah, I literally didn't know there's a difference.
I'm going to say hip hop.
There's a difference for sure.
All right.
I'm going to say hip hop.
Then another hip hop.
Hip hop?
Yeah.
Hip hop Anonymous?
That's everyone.
All right. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Ride to the top or hike to the top?
Ride to the top.
Ride to the top.
I used to love to go hiking in Yosemite. Hike.
God.
Can't see anything riding.
But what about now?
I would still hike. I love it. I don't, I'm not the best at it. Is that everybody?
Yeah, that was everyone.
Oh, we're tied.
We still have one more card. Right?
No, we don't.
Yeah, I still have cards.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I have two.
So mine is...
How do you have two?
Because we have to get to him and then get back here again.
Yeah, but I already used all mine.
How many cards do you have?
How many cards do you have?
You should have one left.
At 10.
You have 10 cards that you've already done?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Oh, no. There's one. Okay. Somehow got put. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry.
So mine is a necktie or bow tie?
Bow tie.
Necktie.
Necktie.
What's the one where you wrap in a bow? Is that a bow tie?
What?
Is the one that's a bow tie, right?
Yeah.
Because they both go around your neck.
Yeah.
The necktie's the long one.
Oh, then bow tie. I just want to make sure.
What did you say, Justine?
Bow tie.
Oh, you've never worn a bow tie in your life.
I've never worn a necktie.
Crazy.
Oh, a necktie is just a regular tie.
Yeah. A regular tie.
Oh, I thought a necktie was like some sort of weird.
Like a kerchief or like an ascot?
Yeah, something like that.
No, so
like,
when you go.
Oh, it's still bow tie. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I think you like the idea of a bow tie.
Justine, you're the only one that said bow tie?
Yeah. It's just people notice.
It looks like you guys are best friends. All right.
All right. Here we go. Onions or garlic?
Garlic.
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 Even though he works at In-N-Out.
I love garlic fries. Yeah. Dodger Stadium garlic fries.
Dodger Stadium garlic fries. Oh. Every day.
That's my wife. Dude.
Every day
of
my life.
She wants to.
Okay. Book or movie?
Movie.
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 Yeah.
Lazy.
I know. I didn't like that question. It's like too easy.
All right, here we go.
We did movie reviews, not book reviews,
Dang.
Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster?
Loch Ness.
By the way, cryptozoology, which is the study of this kind of animal, was a passion of mine when I was like in elementary school. I used to go to the library and check out books on all of the UFOs, aliens, all this stuff.
I got a story for you then.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Loch Ness.
Loch Ness.
F. My heart is telling me Loch Ness, but I'm going to go with Bigfoot, but I'm going to go with Loch Ness.
Follow your heart. It is indeed the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes. Yes.
And that, my friend Digo, puts you in the winner's seat.
Dang. Wait, we still have one more.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it's ending on you guys.
It's ending on you guys. It's ending. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, snake or spider? Snakes or spider?
You hate spiders. I'm going to go you like snakes.
I think you hate spiders. So I'll go snakes.
It's all snakes, yeah.
Snakes are just cooler.
What'd you say?
Snakes.
Who said? I said snake.
I said snake.
We all got a point. Okay, you're not winning anymore.
What?
No, you're almost there.
All right. Musical or magic show?
Magic show.
You like a musical.
Musical.
You've been listening to that Hamilton soundtrack. I think you like a musical.
It's musical. Yeah.
What? He listens to Hamilton?
I don't know. Everybody listens to it.
I've been in a musical.
I've been with musicals to this guy. We saw a musical together. Yeah. Spam a lot.
Front row.
Oh,
in
nice.
In London.
Monty Python, of course.
Cheating.
Go ahead. You're the last one. Oh, no, that's it? Digo still wins.
Wow. That's because he knew him.
I didn't think I was gonna make it.
I apologize. I missed you by one. It just so it was Digo, me, Justine, and Nick. Alright, so at the end of the show you get to go to the prize box.
Mystery
we'll
box.
Save that for
I
the
love
end.
It. Okay.
Okay. So I asked, we haven't done this in a long time, but every time we have a new guest, we used to ask them to make recommendations. So we're going to ask the boys. By the way, real quick, Digo, just tell us, you worked at the radio station on campus at Chapman University, correct?
Yes.
You were an on-air personality?
I was.
What did you do? So you're a professional broadcaster.
Yeah, you know, this is my first rodeo. I did Chapman Radio for 2 years.
And what did you do? What were your responsibilities?
So basically, it was just a DJ. So I had a co-host. Her name was Becca Black.
Uh-huh. Shout out to Becca Black.
Not the Rebecca Black that like sang Friday on YouTube all those years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Different Rebecca Black. And it was basically a talk show, but, you know, we had music playing intermittently. So we'd probably talk for like 15 to 20 minutes and then break and then talk for another 10, whatever, break, and so on. So we had a couple segments, like we would talk about the peak and pit of our week. We would have words of wisdom from us and our guests that were on the show, and a host of other different, like, random odd games that we came up with.
Now, what was your impetus for working at the radio station?
So I didn't really work for the radio station. I guess how Chapman Radio works is they offer you studio time if you want to sign up. And it's a class and the show. I didn't do the class. I just, like, kind of piggybacked for the show. And they have a radio station down – or a radio booth, I guess – down in the basement of one of the dorms. So we would just go there. My show was Sunday at 10 p.m. And
that's like Dr. Demento style.
A Dr. Demento.
We'll have to explain who that
is. Okay, yeah. We'll get into that. But it was every Sunday at 10 p.m. for the last semester, and it was awesome. Some good memories there. I think that I did it mostly to create a sort of journal for the last 2 years of my college
great,
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I tried keeping a real journal of writing stuff. I couldn't do it. I just don't have the patience to write a lot, which is kind of a bummer for me, especially because I have such a terrible memory. I just have bad short-term and long-term memory. So I don't know anything that happened like the past year.
That's kind of weird because that's what this has become since we've been doing this since 2013. And so sometimes I go back – I don't always do it, but sometimes I go back and listen to an old episode. And it's funny to hear what was going on or what we're talking about at the time because we usually don't do topical stuff, but it always seeps in, you know. Mm. We'll talk about a Dodger game or something that happened or something my daughter said or somewhere we went. And you're like, oh, yeah, that was at that time. So it is kind of nice to look back and have that. And then – you know, having everything like kind of time stamped too helps too because you're like, oh, this is exactly when that happened.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. And we're talking about the peak and pit of the week, especially.
Were you majoring in communication? Is that what was your major?
My major was public relations and advertising.
Look at you,
so just
like
marketing. Yeah, yeah, trying.
It's got to come up with that next great slogan.
Next great advertisement. Next great tagline. Yeah,
that's it.
I'm on it.
That's it, dude.
I'll try.
How about you? Here's my idea for an ad. And I'm not an ad person. So, how about an ad that pops up while you're on the internet and you can't figure out a way to get it off of your screen.
I love it. I think that's the future of marketing, and I think that I've seen it in a couple places already. Really good stuff.
Oh, forget it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, forget it. Nick, did you get to? You didn't go to school with Rod. Did you get to sneak into the radio station at all?
I guest hosted a decent amount of time.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And what kind of music were you guys playing?
He was probably our most prolific guest on the show. He was there probably.
So you're already used to what I'm grooming you for here today.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Over there, 20% of the time, I would say 20-25.
Just how long did the show last for? Like, how long did it go? For like an hour?
An hour long, yeah. Okay. Each episode is an hour long.
Justine, let me ask you a question. How excited are you to have the regular cast back? Aside, I'm not John Sandy notwithstanding. I mean, isn't it kind of a – does it feel like kind of a step down next week?
Yeah, it's going to kind of
It's going to go back down. Yeah, the quality won't be as good. Yeah. I feel that.
We should replace them with these two guys instead.
That's kind of what I'm implying.
What we already had.
Yeah.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
There you go.
Hopefully every week. Okay, now, let's get to your recommendations, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Right. I'm super ready.
Okay, so I asked you, the first thing I asked was a movie or a TV show. Doesn't have to be current, just something that you like that you think our listeners would enjoy.
Can I borrow your phone for a second?
Yeah.
I need to look up something. Sorry.
While they're looking it up,
I
have a recommendation for a website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my phone just died.
Okay, no worries. I
forgot what the website is. We'll start with movie.
Let me wipe out my entire browser history.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Please do. It's just failed Tinder connections.
Just failed Tinder connections.
By the way, while we're waiting for this we're waiting for Rod here. I did get a chance to see Kong Skull Island, and I promised a review. Loved it. I'm a big kaiju movie fan. It's not deep. It's not It does not talk about the human condition at all, but it is a fun movie where giant monsters beat up other giant monsters. And my favorite thing, you have soldiers fighting giant monsters. So I saw it at the Discount Theater, $375. It was worth it. It's worth a look when it comes on video if you missed it. If you get a chance to go see it because giant monster movies look best on the big screen. It was a lot of fun, and John C. Reilly made the whole movie for me, but it was everything you wanted in a giant monster movie, only bad part, even at it clocks in at just right at 2 hours, still felt a little long.
You know what was weird? Beauty and the Beast came out in March. Sorry, completely different.
No, yeah.
Came out in March. It's now on DVD.
Yeah. They came out around the same time. There's a shorter time now.
Yeah.
Because they want people to, they want that money.
Do they want that instead of like piracy happening?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I think piracy has had an for us, it's been a positive effect because they want to – the longer they hold it to – you know, they used to hold it to kind of get interest up. But the longer they hold it, the more chance there is of it getting out there.
Yeah, already going out there.
Yeah.
I agree. TV shows. I really love Silicon Valley. I would recommend it to everyone that I meet because I think it's the best comedy on television. super funny. Four guys in a tech firm in Northern California, obviously in Silicon Valley, and they have a bunch of different pitfalls and peaks that they go through, and each season is just a bunch of different emotions, and if anyone likes comedy, you should definitely listen to it.
I love it. I love it. Yes, sir.
I would go along with Silicon Valley as well. That's a fantastic recommendation. I haven't finished season 3 yet. I'm still working on that. Mm-hmm. Then I'll get to season 4 and all that. My recommendation is a website that I found last night.
Yes, sir.
On Reddit. Are you on Reddit?
I am not on Reddit.
You would love it. It is.
I go to Reddit. I see Reddit.
Okay.
But I don't dabble.
You gotta start dabbling. You just gotta sign up for the account and just like get hooked. Mm. It's amazing. It is a great website. This guy actually showed it to me.
Yeah.
Everything you could ever like imagine on the internet and more. It's awesome. And I forgot what I was on. I think I was just on the basic like Ask Reddit last night, and someone posted a link to a website, and the website is made by this guy named Josh Worth. I think it's just joshworth.com. So write that down, Josh Worth.
I'm looking at it right now.
He is a user design, like a user experience designer. So he makes really cool interactive websites, and I visited two of them. And two of them, one was called If the Moon Were a Pixel, And the second one, which was my favorite one, is called 78 Coins.
Oh, 78 Coins is right here.
78 Coins. It's
an interactive essay about why we're probably not alone in the universe.
It's really one of the most amazing websites I've seen recently.
I love the layout.
It's beautiful.
I love his style. It's great. Yeah.
On the internet, on like your desktop, it's good. But even on mobile, it's also just as beautiful. Yeah,
that's my recommendation.
Is Josh Worth? He does user design experience. But look up If the Moon Were a Pixel and 78 Coins.
All right,
both great.
I'm going to check that out. Justine, I'm not going to ask you for any recommendations. Nick, have you been reading anything good lately?
Like any books?
Any books, magazines, whatever.
I read a lot of books about baseball.
Which one you would recommend?
The one I'll plug is my favorite book of all time. It's a memoir by R.A. Dickey, who's a current pitcher for the Braves, and his book is titled Wherever I Wind Up. And it's a really great book about like his journey through like life and all these things he's experienced that have brought him to this point. Because rough backstory, he was like a failed pitcher who had to totally reinvent himself because his career was like he wasn't going to make it. And then he went on to have a very successful career, and he's still pitching right now. It's a great, great book.
And it's called Wherever I End Up?
Wherever I Wind Up.
Wherever I Wind Up.
Yeah.
There's a similar book in a similar vein. I cannot remember the author's name right now. I wish I had some sort of device that could help me look it up. But but if you like it, it's kind of the same. It's kind of in the same vein, but instead of being a pitcher, this is just a guy who got a he got a degree that he ended up being kind of useless for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a Working Stiff's Manifesto, a memoir of 30 jobs I quit, 9 that fired me, and 3 I can't remember. But if you look under Working Stiff's Manifesto, Ian Levison is his name. It's one of the funniest books I've ever read. And you guys are at the age where you're starting to go out there and look for jobs. It's seriously, you'll read it in like an afternoon. It's hilarious, but it's one of my favorite books, and I recommend it all the time. So just to throw one back at you because you said you read a lot. Like that idea, it's just a guy. Yeah. He's just going through life trying to get these. And this is actually where I learned about all the shows on Discovery about like crab fishing up in the North Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I first ever heard anything of that. This was years before the book those shows were ever on. He had written a book about, and that's what he did for like one season. He went on one of these crab boats.
Yeah,
and all of his jobs are hilarious. It's great. He's a great. It's very down to earth style writing. So check it out.
I actually just ordered my first Kindle. It's coming in the mail.
I'm so excited. It's the best.
So I'm going to load all of the books I need to read for the rest of my life on it.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in having the book and the tactile feel of a book, but
I like holding an actual book.
But I'm running out of room.
But it's so convenient just to have it in like your backpack everywhere you go.
Board games are squeezing books out. Hard to beat it.
a book. So actually, a couple of us are still in school, but a couple of people in the group graduated, and we want to start being more productive. And like that's a part of like the whole Catan conversation. Like we should stop playing this game. Like we should be doing something else, do other things. So we came up with the idea that we should start a book club. And so we're all like reading the same books at the same time together, and then we're going to meet on every Sunday or every other Sunday, depending on how long the book is, to meet up and talk about it. So we did that, and the first book was a book that I found on Reddit from someone's recommendation called The Tao of Poo.
Oh.
Have you read that?
That came out a while ago.
Yeah, it was in 81. So someone was like – it just kind of on Reddit they said it brings me – back down to like what's important whenever I'm kind of like feeling lost or off track, and it's a really good book, so I recommended it. We read it. Not everyone read it. Nick,
I didn't read it.
but we had a good conversation about it. So I love that book as well. I mean,
it's basically an introduction to Taoism.
Yeah.
It's just done with Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, and it's good, just fodder for the mind. Mm-hmm. Like you. It makes you think about things a little bit more, and it's not this like whole extensive review of Taoism or anything like that. I'm not like a Tao master now, but it kind of opens you up to a new path of thinking that is interesting.
By the way, I looked it up on Wikipedia really quick. The author, Benjamin Hoff, wrote the book at night and on weekends while working as a tree pruner in the Portland Japanese Garden in Washington Park. That's so cool. Yeah. You can always do something creative with yourself. Yeah. So don't.
It's true.
Just because you have one job doesn't mean you can't. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should take those art classes.
Yeah, take those art classes. It's right. Worth it.
And then my third recommendation. Oh, I always ask for a band or a song. Do you guys have a music band, album, anything you guys want to recommend?
Man.
What are you listening to right now?
Let's see.
Or what's your favorite?
What am I listening to?
What is your favorite band? Would you recommend them?
I mean, I'm so basic when it comes to music. When it comes to me, all of my friends just love music. They're just so enamored. Yeah, all Toby Keith fans. They love it. They love country stadium music, which is crazy. I don't know. So they're all like in the music scene. They create music. They're all musical friends, whatever. And music doesn't play that big part of doesn't play a big role in my life for That's whatever weird. Reason. I don't know why, but I like basic music. I like Vampire Weekend. Like that, I love that band. That's great. Listen to them all the time. Still, even though they haven't put out an album since like 2013.
Can I ask you a really personal question?
Go for it.
How do you feel about an Oxford comma?
I think that you should use it. I think that it's in the AP style guide, and I think that Vampire Weekend should give an F about the Oxford comma.
They should. Right. Nick, what do you got?
Band I'd recommend. It's called Metronomy. It's like a soft kind of electric group. They normally throw out an album every 2 years, and only like two songs are good off of them.
But so it's like, recommend the band.
It's two really good songs, and the other 8 to 10 aren't bad. But those two songs are always very good. They have my favorite's probably called The Look or The Bay, probably my top two. But if you like electronic music, it's kind of like a softer, just like very like it's kind of nice to just drive to or listen to at home, just relaxing.
Very nice. All right.
Say a recommendation for a podcast, though, if I could plug that.
Yeah, go right ahead. But next we're going to do is we're going to do like an app, a tech, or gadget, but this will count.
Okay, I'll just like plug it real quick. I love How I Built This, my NPR. Have you guys listened to that before?
Yeah, that one's good.
It's one of the best podcasts, I think, of all time. I listen to that and get so inspired just to like do my own stuff. Like just hearing everyone's stories about how basically about how founders of some of the most popular recognizable businesses that are out today, how they started the company and their journey through it.
Oh, nice!
It's just amazing, incredible. It's produced by NPR, so it's obviously like
NPR does a lot of great.
They have a ton of
stuff works. They do all that. Yeah, they do a bunch of those.
Very inspirational.
I'll say right now though, I don't like how Stuff Works. I don't like that podcast. And I think it's just the hosts. I love the concept. I love everything about it. But I just – the hosts
– I think that's this problem. That's this podcast problem. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Great, I feel like they should just take over and I'll come in and sit in the panel. Nick, what do you got? You got an app, gadget, life hack, website?
I'll throw out a life hack for you. If you're ever at someone's house and they don't have a plunger in their bathroom and the toilet accidentally gets clogged, you can just put a bunch of like hand soap into the toilet and it'll like lube up the obstructions. And
love it. Look at Justine's face.
That's a life hack.
Yeah.
That's a life hack.
Because I mean, I've experienced where it's coming up at me and I'm like, oh my God. And you go grab the plunger and you grab an air. Then you just gotta
grab an air
with that left hand, grab the soap, and then just give it a couple pumps.
Listen, man,
how did you figure that? Were you on your phone, like just, how to unclog this?
It's just like a pump and pray, you know. Just hope it works.
Wow.
Because at that point,
I think we just named the episode. This episode we call "Pump and Pray."
At that point, you have nothing to lose, you know.
No, that's right. I like the idea because Nick, you know what? I'll be real honest. I've clogged some toilets in my
time. I mean, so
this is a great not so much now that my diet's better, but back when I was eating only Del Taco mixed with Jack in the Box,
accidents happen.
Yeah,
sometimes you put too much toilet paper down there, it happens.
Sometimes it's a bad old toilet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The pipes are smaller. What's gonna happen? Sorry, Grandma. Yeah. Jesus.
All right. And then the last one I always ask is if you could throw any recommendation out you want, whatever you want. Any is there anything else you guys want to recommend?
A general thing.
Or nothing, if you guys are done.
Man, I do want to answer this, but I should have – my phone died. I forgot this question existed.
It's fine.
I'll recommend just following the Dodgers this season.
Yes.
Very entertaining stuff. Got a great team going out there.
It's gonna be our year, as it always is.
Oh, yeah. This is. Yeah. I got a good feeling about this year.
I'm going to invite you. Sometimes we have a group of people that we on Dodger. We do a Dodger. We did
Let's
it last
it.
Year.
Let's
we
do it.
To, my plan was to do it one before the season, one mid-season, and then one post-season. Like, just have everybody come in.
Yeah.
Because not everybody has the same schedule, but we didn't get to do it this year. But they look great. The bullpen is actually holding it together.
Oh, yeah.
The starting pitching somehow miraculously is holding it together. So, and we had that Tolles get injured, and I thought, boy, that was
such a bummer.
But, man, because he's such a great story. Another guy, Bellinger. But now you got – but, see, that's what gives me hope that the Dodgers, they're pulling all these great players out of the farm system.
Yep. Chris Taylor.
Chris Taylor, you put him anywhere.
The best.
You put him anywhere.
Kike Hernandez played every position except catcher, pitcher.
I love it.
Is incredible.
And Justine can't talk baseball on the level we talk about it, only because, not because you're a girl, but because your stupid Giants boyfriend probably won't let you go to a lot of games.
He probably won't let you know how good the Dodgers are.
He goes to the Dodger games. We just don't have cable. I can't watch these games.
Well, we're gonna go to some game. We need to go to have a podcast game where we all go.
We should try and podcast with us.
I've done it.
You have?
I've done it.
Is this allowed?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not allowed. All right, guys. This has been fantastic. Honestly, thank you. You guys were able to come in on short notice.
No, please. Thank you for the invite. Yeah.
So for my cousin Diego, for our friend Nick, you can find him on – no, we did this on the last podcast, but is there anywhere you guys can be found on social media?
Reach me at ThankRod, T-H-A-N-K, Rod. Yeah, thank Rod. I'm on everything.
I'm on at the G Train, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, find me.
You will be followed by Justine. Yeah. You don't have any.
My Instagram is Justine Weenie.
Oh, that's right.
Weenie. How do you spell Justine?
Justine with two E's at the end.
Two E, and then the Weenie with just two also E's. Two E's, but in the middle.
Is there a underscore in there?
There might be, actually. I don't know. I'm not sure. Can't you just search that?
Some variation of it.
Justine Weenie.
You can't search with my name, though, because I didn't attach my name to it at all.
There's some really... I don't want to let you guys know what you're in for, but... your girlfriends probably shouldn't be watching, unless they want to see a lot of pictures of Little Mermaid.
Noted.
What website are you looking at? Okay, you're going to follow the show at Soup Complex, S-O-U-P Complex, on Twitter. Again, if you could take a second and write a little review on iTunes, that would be great. And, you know, give us a rating. Hopefully, you know, it's decent. If you're not going to write 5 stars, don't do it. I'm just kidding. No, be honest. And again, you can always follow us on – and then we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Soup Complex. Drop by – give us a like. You can always comment on the show. Our friend Dan Cooley does it. We have some other friends. And so make sure to listen to those other podcasts we talk about. And so until next time, fight the power. And this transmission ends now.